This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Robin Lundberg Show.
You want a little insight into my personality? My existence is really a constant battle between extreme confidence and deep-set insecurity.
Hey, thanks for letting me in. Got a good show going, man.
I'm here and ready to strike.
Robin, I gotta tell you, I've only been listening for about a month now, but I do love the show.
I want to make sure I get all of your guys' opinions in before we get out of here, because you're as big a part. Well, actually, let me take that. That was too nice. You're a big part of the show. I was going to say you're as big a part of the show as I am. I'll give you 40%. 60% me, 40% you. But it wouldn't exist without you.
The Robin Lundberg Show is on the air.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. Anthony, here's an interesting suggestion for our Major League recasting. The Superfan says, if age and authenticity is such a huge role, how about Matthew McConaughey as Eddie Harris? What do you think of that?
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, right? I would like to see how I could pull that off. So far, we're recasting Major League because the Cleveland Indians are going to change their name, and everything gets remade anyway. Obviously, the recent history of that team is not what it was when the Major League movies were made, but who cares? It's just a fun little thing to do when we're having these serious discussions. Jake Taylor, we have John Hamm playing Jake Taylor. We have, what's his face? What's the kid's name again?
Pete Davidson.
Playing Wild Thing. It's Pete Davidson playing Ricky Vaughn. Sam Rockwell as Roger Dorn. Scarlett Johansson as Rachel Phelps. I'm going to go with the dude, Jeff Bridges, as Lou Brown. We'll have Zoe Saldana as Lynn Wells, the Rene Russo character. John David Washington as Willie Mays Hayes. And Matthew McConaughey as Eddie Harris. Mike Coulter as Pedro Serrano. So we have
Bob Uecker's coming back.
And Bob Uecker's coming back, just a bit outside. We have Major League cast. We've done it. Successful. The brand new Major League, courtesy of the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Of course, that as a result of the Cleveland Indians getting set to change their name, it seems. They say they're going to evaluate it. But I don't think you make a statement like that if you're not eventually going to change it. And, of course, the Washington football team will be changing their name. I'm 100% certain of that. And I believe it will happen before this season even begins. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, sponsored by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. Let's go to Mike in Massachusetts. Mike, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Okay, I'm not too bad. I'm thinking for the Cleveland Indians, the Cleveland Rockers, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's not
Cleveland's
bad.
Known for that. Yep. And as far as Washington goes, well, that's a political town, so why not the Washington congressman?
And a congressman doesn't do anything for me. You know, I don't think anybody's going to feel like, yay, go congressman, you know, about it. Cleveland Rockers is kind of cool. I like the tribe for Cleveland simply because, and thanks for the call, because of what they've already been referred to as. For Washington, for me, my favorites are Red Tails, Warriors, and Pigskins. Those are my favorites that I've heard thus far for Washington. How about Dave in Massachusetts? Dave, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I got your Eddie Harris.
Okay.
All right, and I wouldn't see the movie if Billy Bob Thornton wasn't Eddie Harris, because he is the guy smoking a cigarette.
That's the first thing I thought, too, but he's 64 years old.
You know, Hollywood makeup.
I mean, you're right. It's spot on.
He's a 30-year-old hitman, so I'm into it.
So you're saying use modern effects to make him, to de-age him?
Yeah, or just a good makeup guy. I think Billy Bob's got some good skin. We can make it work.
All right. That was the first name I thought of, too. But then I thought, like, is it realistic to have an almost 70-year-old guy, 64-year-old guy playing a Major League Baseball player, even if it's an older Major League Baseball player?
It just saying to me, you know.
What's that?
It's just saying to me, as soon as I heard this, I don't usually even call the radio shows, but I'm like, oh, man, that is Billy Bob Thornton.
What did you think of Matthew McConaughey in that role?
Matthew McConaughey would be good. I feel like he would have to have, like, a knuckleball, though, and be, like, kind of out there. You know, the character would have to be reworked a little bit. But I think he could do it.
All right, man. Thank you for the call. How about Austin in Dallas? Austin, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Good morning. Yeah, I got you.
Excellent. So I'm on my way to the golf course right now, Rona-free. I guess I have two questions, really. Number one, why are we given this disease logic when it comes to sports? But across other facets in our life, it makes no sense. And then two, on the name changes, where do we draw the line in the sand and say, you know what, we're going to try to move society forward and continue to innovate, but where does it stop?
Well, I mean, I think what you have to look at, Austin, is it's barely started, right? So we're not asking. I don't think this has become a huge thing. Where it's starting with the obvious one that should have happened a long time ago. So I don't want to then go to the slippery slope argument all of a sudden when we're only dealing with the one that's been really problematic, and then the Cleveland Indians volunteered themselves, and that was the other name I would have gone to naturally too. So does it stop there? It might just stop there. If it goes forward, we can have a conversation about it, but it's also not an important thing, right? It's just a sports team name. So it's not the same as if this was a real-life application where we were talking about things of more significance. So I'm open to hearing more after Washington Football Team and Indians. But to me, for me personally, it could stop there, and I wouldn't have a problem. I mean, I'm willing to listen as to why other things may be problematic, like has been suggested, the idea of a group of people not being a mascot. But for me, it starts with the Washington Football Team, and then the Indians was already the other one. I was like, eh, and they volunteered. So I would be okay with it stopping there.
Yeah, but then you have San Francisco 49ers, you have Texas Rangers. I mean, you can play both sides of the fence pretty easily, right?
But those are not equivalent. There's no equivalency there.
Look up San Francisco 49ers. It's right on the same – I mean, not quite Redskins, but same ballpark.
It's not in the same ballpark. How is it in the same ballpark?
Just look up the origins of San Francisco 49ers. It's kind of not quite the same as Redskins. I'll agree with you there. But, again, that's my question.
But it's about prospectors who arrived in Northern California – in the
yeah,
gold
rush. Look into it a little bit farther, man. But
no, you have to look a lot farther. I mean, what are you talking about? You got to, like, explain what you're saying. Because, one, you don't have to look into it all. You just say it. I mean, I've avoided saying it, but I'll say it to make the point right here. Redskins, ugh! You don't have to look into it. It's gross. On its surface, on its premise, the logo combined with the word, it's disgusting. You know, like, it's just wrong. It just shouldn't have been there in the first place. I said that as a kid. But you're now telling me I have to do a deep dive into the history and the origins of the term 49ers. I understand it as the gold rush. It's like, so you can't then tell me that those things are close to the same or in the same ballpark when one is a mystery that you're asking me to solve and the other is just plain in your face.
Yeah. Again, I guess without going too deep into it. And then let's talk about real quickly the big C here. Why, and again, like you, my life has fundamentally changed. I'm a traveling sales guy. I went from seeing 150 people a week to zero sitting in my house here in Dallas, too, you know, one of the hot spots. But I guess, why are we given this logic? I mean, it's all about the bottom line, right? The dollar. That's what we're all chasing, right? When we wake up every day, without sports, I think you said it well earlier, it's not needed, but it's needed, right? Or an agreement there. But
well, again, it's never been necessary, but there is a lot, you know, there's a lot of ramifications to there being no sports. And there are a lot of people whose livelihoods are surrounded or tied into sports. So that is part of the
equation. We talk college football, right, versus NFL. I mean, there's still baseball games going around all around the Metroplex right now, right? So then why just not open it up for everybody? I'm kind of with you on, I say we open it up, but then the vaccine thing, I guess I have my thoughts there when it comes to that. But it's all about the bottom line, right? That's what we can all agree on.
Well, it shouldn't. Look, thanks for the call. It's not all about the bottom line. I don't want to say that. I want to say the reason these sports leagues are going to return is economic. Yes. They will also sell you the rallying cry of hope and a distraction and an uplifting of people. But yes, the chief reason that these sports leagues are returning is money. And there is, across the country, you know, a balance that has to be, you know, walked that is unfortunate between safety and economic crisis and disaster. My life is not all about money, no. Like, that's not what I chase in life. That's not what I yearn for or strive for. But it is a reality in these situations, the unemployment numbers and the ramifications of not playing sports. The difference between college and professional is the college kids are not seeing any of that money. So that was a problem before coronavirus. It will be a problem after coronavirus until it is addressed. And it's something we've been discussing a lot, right? So I already have an issue with the structure of college sports, period. And then when you illuminate it a little further and you say that these major programs are bringing in millions upon millions of dollars to the local economy, is it then not even more problematic that the players, the active participants, are seeing none of it? Their coach is, the local economy, the school is, but the ones taking on all the risk are not, even if the risk is relatively lower, much lower amongst, you know, younger athletic people. But I think it will bring into sharp focus, you know, the structure of college sports, because in addition, you're not going to have the same rules and regulations for each conference. There won't be uniform rules, and you may see some conferences, some departments just decide to shut it down, then others are more steadfast in returning. I just think you could see a mess in college sports, and I don't feel with the same level of confidence in saying, hey, you should just get back to you know, trying to work through this wisely with college sports that I do professional sports, because there should be a different standard between college sports and professional sports. They're not the same thing. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. How about Cooper in Fort Worth? You're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. Cooper, you there?
Hey, yeah, sorry, man. I was on a hold one. Hey, so my whole thing is, if we can't stop the spread of this virus, I mean, we don't have the vaccine, there's nothing really in sight, the virus is mutating, changing, you know, its structure and everything, why not just get it over with and expose yourself? I mean, why worry about delaying the inevitable when, I mean, if it's God's will, we're all going to get it.
Well, I mean, there are some easy answers to that. One, because then you run the risk of it rapidly spreading and you spreading it to other people who are not able to just say, hey, I can get it and be okay. That's always been one of the concerns. Two, accelerating the mass that is in hospitals so that they cannot properly treat people and save lives, which was the original reason we quarantined in the first place, right? To keep the overflow from happening. So that's why I say proceed wisely, not recklessly. And if you just charge in recklessly, you could see those problems happen where it spreads so quickly that the more vulnerable are being affected, because it's not just about you. It spreads so quickly that hospitals are overwhelmed. But I am in agreement with the sentiment of this is something we are going to have to manage because it's not going away. So that's why you have to do it wisely instead of recklessly.
And
I don't know exactly where that line is, but it certainly exists. And in real life practical applications, I would say it's wearing your mask outside, right? I mean, and no one would say they just want to contract a disease. Also, you can get it again, according to a lot of the recent research. So, you know, I don't think our solution should be just go contract it as fast as you can. Sean in Washington, D.C. Sean, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
What's up?
Well, I wanted to, say, first before I start, about two callers ago, my man wanted to talk about the 49ers. It must be a beautiful thing to just live in a world to be so disaffected by everything.
Also, he had no answer when I was like, "Can you tell me and go further?" He's like, "Yeah, you have to look. You have to." I googled it. I don't see anything. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah, I would hate me being a black person, have a football team by the name of Washington Spearchuckers. I think I'd be upset about that. You know,
wouldn't blame you. You still there? I guess he dropped. But it's blatantly obvious. The name of the football team is problematic, and I just don't see how anyone doesn't see that, and I really don't see the counter argument. Even if for some reason, like where what the fallout is, what's the downside? Like I just what are you arguing against? Where is your passion here? The people who are like so adamantly against the Washington football team changing their name, where does that passion come from? What is the wrong that is occurring? It's a sports team name. I mean, it should be common sense that it shouldn't be named that, and then it's a trivial matter anyway to change the name. Again, no one's mad that the Charlotte Bobcats went back to the Charlotte Hornets. I didn't hear anybody really upset. You can't just change the history. They were the Hornets, and then they left, and they became the Bobcats, and now you're erasing the history of the Charlotte Bobcats. Don't erase the history of the Charlotte Bobcats. No one's ever said that one time. So why would you do it about a name that's genuinely problematic? I mean, again, deconstruct your argument a little bit. The history of the Bobcats is gone, guys. What will we do? Anthony, are you upset that the history of the Charlotte Bobcats has been erased?
Absolutely not.
855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, he knows it's a girl's name. Here's Robin Lundberg.
So this song, somebody who's on this song goes by the name, his name is Sean Combs. But do you know Sean Combs was once referred to as Anthony?
He's had a lot of different names.
Yeah. So, I mean, but let's do with the most famous ones, right? Puff Daddy.
P. Diddy.
Yeah. And is he erased from history or does he still exist?
That's a good question. Does he still exist?
He still exists. Yes. In fact, Ciroc, I mean, he's one of the premium spirit brands in the world. I think Diddy's like, you know, he also has Revolt TV going on and obviously the history of his catalog. But my point is, he went from Puff Daddy to P. Diddy, or Diddy, whatever you want to call him, and everything was okay. The world continued. And, you know, if there's any parallels to sports, it's entertainment, right? So I think it'll be okay if the Washington football team changes their name or the Cleveland Indians change their name. Also, you know, it doesn't erase the past from history. You can Google the team name. You'll still find it. You can still find the old footage. I can't believe the history of the Bobcats is erased. That's my favorite new running joke because the Bobcats went back to the Hornets and nobody was mad. How about Milan in Pennsylvania? You're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Nah, not much. Hey, I just wanted to comment on the name change just to give it some perspective. First thing I want to say is that I definitely think the name should be changed. The second thing I want to say is I've been a Redskin fan since 1970. I was born there in 62, and it's been hard for me. The Redskins were a part of my childhood, something near and dear to my heart. to change the name would almost break my heart. But it's time. It's really time. And I think there's that inner struggle with Snyder. I think the little child in him, the boy in him, just like in me, doesn't want to see that go. We lose a piece of our childhood. It hurts us. But to give it some other insight, I'm biracial. My mom is black. My dad is white. I grew up in the city. I got it from both sides most of the time. So I know what it's like to see hatred. And the name sparks that. Even though it's near and dear to my heart, it's just something that has to be done. It's time. Unfortunately, a little piece of those people that feel the way I do, a little piece of us is going to die when that happens. But it's definitely time. It has to be done. Red Tails is probably a good choice, but I'm sure there'll be maybe some others thrown in the ring. I don't have any of my own. But the last caller really had some interesting things to say. And your take on P. Diddy, you know, I really understand that. But you've got to see what it's doing to people on the inside. I mean, I'm a grown man now, almost 60, actually. So, you know, I think we'll all learn to deal with it.
I hear you, Milan, and I appreciate what you're saying. I do. Look, I'm sort of joking it off and trivializing as a sports team, but we know sports are important to us, right? I mean, one of the beauties of sports is that they are ultimately meaningless, but we treat them like they mean everything. And for many, their identity is tied into their sports teams in some way, shape, or form because they grew up, that's the team they watch with their dad or their mom, and it's stuck with them their entire life. So I do understand what you're saying, and I appreciate that you are able to look beyond yourself in this case, and realize, yeah, like from an emotional standpoint, there is a tie-in for you, but you get that it's bigger than you. So I do hear you, and I do appreciate what you're saying.
Yeah, certainly it's offensive to others, you know, and I can appreciate that. And, you know, in today's society, I mean, we need to be more respectful of everyone, inclusive, be more diverse.
Milan, appreciate your call, man, and your thoughtfulness. How about Dennis in Florida? Dennis, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, Chief?
Good, man. How are you?
Okay, listen. First off, I'm 100% Cherokee Indian.
Okay.
They need to leave that name alone.
And why is that?
To think that they would change that name.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm like the last guy. I'm like 55 years old. I have the tattoo on my arm. For them to change that name, hell.
Look, I don't want to belittle your perspective or your feelings or emotions. Again, like I've said before in this show, no group of people is a monolith, right? So you're going to have individual perspectives within each group of people. We've had several Native American callers today. We had one earlier, very adamant about changing the name. And obviously, if your background is that and you feel the way you do, I respect your feeling and your emotion. But I also would defer to what I believe is the common sense here, and that is not about feeling, and it is also not something of major gravity. I mean, I do agree there are more important things. If that was the point you were trying to make there at the end, there are more important things. So we are facing a plethora of crises at the moment. Yeah, we have a pandemic that is killing people. By the hundreds of thousands. We have, obviously, what happened to George Floyd and his tragic murder that has shown a light on so many of the other victims, unnecessary victims of brutality, and the uprising that happened there. There's obviously a lot of question about, you know, leadership right now and just so many different things that the name of a football team in the grand scheme of things is not the most important thing at the moment. With that said, that's another reason it should be easy to change, because there is no true significance to it. And I believe it's just a basic common sense sort of thing when it comes to that team name. We're going to have different opinions. Some people are offended by certain things and aren't offended by other things. I think this is an obvious one that just on its surface, if we're playing common sense deconstruction, it's problematic. When I go back to the question I asked my dad as a kid, you know, if that was a different color in front of the word Skins, how would it be received? But I hope, you know, if that was a genuine feeling coming from you, I hope you're all right. Mitch in New Jersey. Mitch, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Happy 4th, Robin. Good show.
Thank you.
Hey, how about this artist? I don't know what came first, John Cougar Mellencamp, or was it John Cougar? Then he changed it to John Cougar Mellencamp, which was Mellencamp. Still the same great singer from Indiana, right?
I suppose. I didn't know he went through all these changes, to be honest with you.
It was a couple. I forgot which came first. I believe it was John Cougar. I'm sure Cougar was a stage name he adopted. But anyway, you're right. This would be so simple. I would like to see it be the Washington Express, Washington Senators, which that should have been the baseball team. I just read USC's taking down. A lot of colleges have rich donors who were bigots. And I think it's a simple thing, just take the name down. Don't honor these people. You're right, we have so much trouble and problem. We're the best country in the world, but we seem to have the worst issues, the worst problems in the world, too.
I mean, we certainly have the worst problem with the coronavirus right now. We can't even go to other countries, right? We're not welcome in Europe at the moment. And Mitch, I appreciate the call.
Miss any of the show? Catch up with the Robin Lundberg podcast, available all week on the weekend page at cbssportsradio.com.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio, and we ain't going nowhere. That's a lot of us right now. hopefully we can get out and do something at some point. Hopefully sports do resume, and hopefully you're taking proper precautions while living your life. Right now, we've been talking about, of course, the team name changes that are going on throughout sports. Washington football team, the major one, and then it looks like the Cleveland Indians will follow suit. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227 if you want to weigh in. And I'm also going to get to every topic I haven't in another one in just a minute. But first, let's go to Dave in Alabama. Dave, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, good show today. You know, I don't know if you've heard, but we had a shooting at the Galleria Mall last night, 3 wounded. 8-year-old boy was killed in the process.
That sucks.
So we've got bigger problems in this country than changing the Washington Redskins' name. You know, what about Red Man Chewing Tobacco? I chewed that during college playing baseball. Same exact head logo. We're going to change that. Florida State Seminoles, we're going to change that.
Well,
you know, maybe I want Cracker Barrel to change their name because I'm offended of the word cracker. Because we all know crackers don't come in a barrel. They come in a box.
Are you offended by the word cracker?
No, I'm not, because I know what it means. Okay?
Okay.
But I'm just saying, we got a big power grab going on in this country.
But it's not a power grab, sir.
You've got to stop.
Sir, it's not a power grab.
Oh, yes, it is. People forcing people to change their names?
Who? Who's been forced to change their name?
How long have the Redskins been around?
Who cares?
And
does
all
that
of a sudden
matter?
Now it's a problem?
How long was there? Dude, there are so many. Hold on. If that's your argument, there are so many atrocities throughout history that went on for a long time that made them okay.
Sure. Christopher Columbus was a mean and evil man. He was terrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. Let me ask you this. What if somebody called you and said, I need you to change your kid's name after 20 years?
Why would they do that? For what reason? But how is that anywhere near equivalent to what we're talking
about? The Washington Redskins, just like Aunt Jemima, were killing their legacy. Like the Cherokee Native Indian just called in a minute ago. He's complete. You know, that's what they've got left. You know, we screwed them. We took their land. We took everything. That's all they've got left to remember them by. You know,
well, I would say if that's your point of view, then you change it to something that honors them. I mean, you brought up the Seminoles. They have worked specifically, you know, some of these other names have been working with tribes and you know, to get approval, to make sure that it's okay with them. As far as, yes, there are bigger problems in the country than a team name. I agree with that. That doesn't mean you can't change the team name. And I don't know how changing the team name means all this other stuff is going to happen or that my kids are going to have to change their name. I don't understand the parallel.
The parallel, Dan Snyder's been, I mean, the Washington Redskins organization has had this name and logo for 100 years. And all of a sudden now in the last 3 years, I know he's come under fire and criticism.
Well, people were bringing the Confederate flag to NASCAR events for however long it's been in history.
Okay.
So they should keep doing it?
I don't think the Washington Redskins are tied to slavery. I don't think there's any kind of history, you know, come on.
Sure. Really? I would also, there's a degree
You're
of severity attached to
here, okay?
Hmm?
Who specifically is offended by the Washington Redskins?
Well, plenty of Native Americans are. I mean, there are Native Americans who aren't.
The Dallas Cowboys need to go because the Cowboys killed the Indians.
But a cowboy is not a race of people.
The Cowboys got to go.
A cowboy is not a race of people. A cowboy is an occupation or whatever you want to call it. It's not a race of people, and I appreciate that.
Okay.
Well, it isn't. Is it? It isn't. I mean, look, again, I understand there are bigger things, but this is also an obvious one. I just don't get why people get all worked up about it. The history is gone. No, it's not. Google it. Look it up. Doug Williams will still have been there. The Hogs will still have been there. Joe Gibbs will have still been there. And yeah, it's now is the time it's happening because now the pressure is getting applied. I mean, we see a lot of things happening now that should have happened a long time ago. Is this the most important on the list? No. But is it something that should happen? Yes. All right, time to get to everything I haven't in another one.
It's time for another edition of Another One on the Robin Lundberg Show. The rumors, reports, and ridiculous from the week that was. Here's Robin Lundberg.
Anthony, what's up first, man?
All right, so Cam Newton, he has a new home with the Patriots. Bill Belichick already has another former Auburn quarterback on the roster. That would be Jared Stidham. Newton signed a one-year deal with New England last Sunday. So, Robin, who will be the Patriots starting quarterback week one?
Well, if he's healthy, it's Cam Newton, right? I mean, I still think Cam Newton has something to prove in that regard because he, when last seen, looked like a shell of himself and almost was broken down, in part due to his play style. However, when Cam Newton is right, he's one of the most dynamic players in the league, not just the 2015 MVP season, but even in 2018, the first half of that season before his shoulder injury really got the best of him, he was having an excellent season, completing 67% of his passes. The Panthers were 6-2, and he was running North Turner's style of offense, which is closer to what the Patriots are going to do. So I'm fascinated by the schemes that Belichick and Josh McDaniels will run to maximize Newton's skill set. So assuming that the time off has gotten him right physically and he's right mentally and motivated, I don't think there's really a question about it. It would be Cam Newton simply because he's the more talented player. I mean, if Jared Stidham was on any other team, I don't think anybody would be viewing him as that starting level quarterback. It's because we give the Patriots a certain level of credit. And maybe I'm dismissing Jared Stidham prematurely. We'll see. But I know that Cam Newton, when he's at his best, has the ability to be one of the most impactful players in the entire league. What's next?
Another one.
So Roger Goodell has made the decision to shorten this year's preseason slate by a total of 2 games, eliminating the first and final game of the August schedule. The NFLPA Board of Representatives, they voted to recommend that the league scrap the remaining 2 games altogether and laid forth a proposal that would see the league go directly from training camp into the regular season. So, Robin, should the preseason just be canceled altogether?
Probably. Probably this year. I mean, it would follow the model that the NFL's been following, which is delay, 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 delay. I mean, if you look at the timing of all this, if the Super Bowl was 1 month later, it would have been canceled, right? I mean, it just would have been canceled. But because it happened 1 month earlier, we got to see Shakira and J-Lo and Patrick Mahomes win the Super Bowl. And thus far, the NFL calendar has been relatively unaffected. They went free agency business as usual. Tom Brady went to the Buccaneers. We all talked about it. They did the draft virtually, but they didn't. And the draft happened with no issues. They released their schedule, and we all pretended it was just going to happen with no issues. Now the calendar is starting to become real for the NFL. So I think the more time they can buy to hopefully see the numbers go down and to get their protocols in place for how they want to play the regular season, because they're clearly going to play the regular season, and the less time you can spend, you know, having this thing spread through the NFL players early when the numbers are still high, it's probably the wise thing to do. So, yes, would it make for perhaps less than ideal playing conditions? I suppose. But we're all going to have to deal with the current situation, and it's not as if not having a preseason is going to ruin the viewing experience for fans. That's not the case. And players will adjust in some way, shape, form, or fashion. So I think the smart move is to buy more time, keep guys, you know, as isolated as possible for now while you figure out your return-to-play protocols, and there's just no need in playing games that aren't necessary at this point in time when we see that the case is spiking as high as they are. What's next?
Another one.
So Damian Lillard doubts that all the players will follow the quarantine rules in Orlando when the NBA restarts. Here's what he had to say.
My confidence ain't great because you telling me you're going to have, you know, 22 teams full of players follow all the rules? Like, when we have 100% freedom, everybody don't follow all the rules. So, I mean, I don't have much confidence, but hopefully, you know, it'll be handled to a point where, like, we're not putting everybody at risk or in a dangerous position.
So, Robin, do you agree with Damian Lillard? Do you share his concerns that a lot of these guys will not follow the quarantine rules?
Look, there's always going to be people who may cause issues for others. That's always the case, no matter what profession or group you're talking about. But I actually think there's going to be a shared sense of responsibility here. Not only are you talking about safety, you're talking about the resumption of the league and making sure you can play. So you're going to have most of the guys are taking this very seriously, right? And I think the environment they're going to be in is going to make it hard to act. I mean, I think it's easier to act up when things are normal because there's no real, like, sense of responsibility or ramifications for it. You're doing it based on yourself. In this case, you're put into an environment that is different, and I think the responsibility of making sure the league plays, of making sure everybody's safe, will be enough to influence almost everybody. And then for those who still choose to break the rules, I would be wary of it simply because, you know, isn't that going to be noticed somehow by one of your teammates, by one of the people that's, you know, manning the however the structure works? So I don't think it's going to be just as easy to do willy-nilly, if you will, as people make it out to be. What's next?
Another one.
All right, finally, Margot Robbie, she's going to star in the new female-driven Pirates of the Caribbean film. So what's your favorite mostly all-female movie? You have a particular cast that sticks out, all-female?
Let me think about it for a second. All female movies. You catch me so off guard with some of these questions. I'm trying to think of. How about Bridesmaids?
Yeah, I was going to say Bridesmaids, yeah.
I'm trying to think of like an action. Is there an action movie that's really been great? That what A League of Their Own. That's not an action movie, but that's another good one. That's another good. Captain Marvel. That's not at the top of my list, but I'm just thinking of. But yeah, I'll go with Bridesmaids and A League of Their Own. How about that? I think those are some solid picks at the moment. Let's go to Vinny in Arizona. Vinny, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Robin. Thank you for taking my call. How are you today?
You got it. What's going on?
Hey, so I'm pretty sure, I don't remember exactly what year, so don't quote me on that. But didn't the Tampa Bay Devil Rays change their name and drop the devil? Didn't they end up winning the World Series that year? What if the Washington Redskins changed their name and it dropped that bad juju for having a politically incorrect name and they come out and win a Super Bowl this year?
Wait, you think that's realistic?
I
like the spirit. I like the sentiment. I like the idea. But is it, like, actually realistic? Could it happen? Is there a scenario where it happens?
I mean, honestly, Probably not, but it also depends on what players can stay healthy throughout the season from not only injuries, but the whole COVID thing. So a lot of these big-name superstars on other teams go down, and Washington can stay healthy and play consistent. They could have a shot to make a run in theory, but everything's gone better in theory, of course.
Hey, I like the spirit of what you're saying. I was just messing around a little bit because they haven't been very good in recent years. Thanks for the call. I think these coming sports may be more unpredictable than normal, right? The baseball season is going to be shorter. NBA has had all this time off. We don't know how the NFL is going to be affected. So maybe we do see more uncertain outcomes. And in the NFL, I think, you know, there's always a team or two that is a lot better or a lot worse than we thought going into a season. But I would still be more than mildly surprised if the Washington football team won the Super Bowl. Let's just put it that way. Even if they are doing the right thing, not for the right reasons, of course. We know why they're doing it now. They're doing it now because these sponsors are putting the pressure on Daniel Snyder. He had been very, very much a staunch opponent of changing this name in the past, and we all know the reason why he's changing it now. But I don't really care about that aspect of it. It's I'm not going to be giving Daniel Snyder credit. I am happy that it is happening because it is past time for that to happen. We'll see if the Cleveland Indians follow suit. I imagine they will because they put out their statement. But, you know, at that point, I think the most problematic issues, at least when it comes to sports team names, as high as they rank on the scale of things, will have been resolved. Appreciate everybody listening today. Of course, I'm at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's R-O-B-I-N-L-U-N-D-B-E-R-G. You can find the podcast. You go to cbssportsradio.com or radio.com. Also available on iTunes and all that as well. And I'm here with you every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 Eastern time on CBS Sports Radio. So that means I will be back with you next Saturday morning as well as I always am. It's been another fun show. And it's been the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.